Unit 5. Act Your Age. Page 132.
Super Jam. In 2002, at the age of 14, Fraser Doherty began making jams from his grandmother's recipes. He sold them door to door in Edinburgh, Scotland. Doherty started making up his own recipes and even thought of a name for his product, Super Jam. In the beginning, he sold the jam mainly to neighbors and friends, but business picked up quickly. Eventually, the business got too big for his parents' kitchen, so Fraser rented a food factory for a few days a month. In 2007, a well-known supermarket in the UK approached Fraser about selling Super Jam in their stores. Fraser borrowed $9,000 from the bank and began producing a lot more jam. Another supermarket followed, and before long, hundreds of stores across the UK were selling Super Jam. Doherty is now making $1 to $2 million a year. "I can't be preoccupied with the money," he says. "I make jam because it's what I like to do." Fraser's company gives money to charity and organizes Super Jam tea parties with music and food for lonely elderly people.
WhateverLife.com. In 2004, at the age of 14, Ashley Qualls started her own internet site as a hobby. She asked her mother for the $8 she needed to register the name of the site on the internet. She called her site WhateverLife.com. On it, she offered free page layouts for young teen girls to design their MySpace pages. Teens could also learn how to do their own graphic designing on the site. Over 7 million people have visited Ashley's site. WhateverLife.com was so popular that an advertising company contacted Ashley about putting ads on her site. Ashley agreed and has made over $1 million just from the ads. Less than 2 years after starting WhateverLife.com, Ashley bought a house and dropped out of school to work on her growing business. She took classes through an online high school. As a child, Ashley moved back and forth between her divorced parents. When her business started making a lot of money, a local court decided that neither Ashley nor her parents were capable of managing her money. Ashley had to ask for permission to spend any money over a certain amount per month. At 17, Ashley hired a lawyer and went to court to fight for control of her own money. The court decided that Ashley could have complete control of her finances. In March 2006, Qualls received an offer of $1.5 million, plus the car of her choice for WhateverLife.com. She turned down the offer, saying, "I don't even have my driving license yet."